Bum, 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 Allie bum, moved 3,000 miles away and she missed her best friend Seth.
Aww.
So she sold her soul to the demon Flargle Knox and she stabbed some homeless dude to death.
Wait.
The demon Flargle Knox gave her a magic box so she and Seth could talk and joke and smile. They drink whiskey on Sunday and fart and scratch their balls and they laugh because they will never die.
Okay. You know what? You're wrong. It's 2,981 miles. Welcome to this episode of Whiskey on Sunday. I am Allie.
I am not Allie.
Nope. He is not.
Niamo
never will be.
Seth.
Alright, well you can be Seth, but...
Okay.
You never gave yourself a nickname, did you? Well, the hooligan, but that wasn't you.
No, I don't believe in giving myself nicknames.
Okay. You never gave me a nickname. I'm kind of upset about it.
I don't know if I give nicknames out as much as everyone thinks I do.
You gave Marissa MK47.
Well, that was a work nickname.
Okay, well.
That was because I wanted her to have a cooler nickname than the dude at work that we don't like.
Okay, but you gave Johnny three nicknames. Johnny Handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny Hamburger.
No. Well, yeah. Actually, the best nickname we gave him was Johnny Nickname.
Four.
Yeah. But he was calling himself Johnny Lightning.
Oh.
And so that was like a retaliation nicknaming.
You call Vicky Bunny.
That was not my nickname. I didn't give that to her.
Okay.
Her late wife gave her that nickname.
Oh, speaking of bunnies, Ted Bunny, Bill?
Yes.
Is a brony.
Oh, yeah.
I was not aware of that, even though that is his icon right now. I'm kind of in love with this. The fact that he is a brony. I absolutely love all of his status updates. Like, does he have a Twitter account? He should have a Twitter account because it would be hysterical.
I believe he does.
I'm totally for it. Let's talk about promotion. Here's the thing. I have a strange background in promotion. Like, I'm very, very talented with networking. I'm very good at talking things up that I adore. I occasionally get people asking me to do reviews for things, take a look at it, and when I realize it's kind of shit, I have this, like, crisis of conscience. Like, do I write how I honestly feel about it, or do I not? Because I'm a writer for nerdsandbabeland.com, and I don't write as much as I should, but some of the stuff that have been sent my way, yeah.
I'm trying to find something.
What are you trying to find?
The thing that I was promoting, because I feel that you're going to ask me right after you finish talking, and I'm in the ether, and I'm whiskeying.
That is why it's Whiskey on Sunday. It's not a drinking problem, it's a podcast.
There we go.
Yay!
Yes.
A lot of the promotions that I do are things that I love. Because why write about shit that you hate? Why be that person? Why be that douchebag troll that drops shit on YouTube, drops shit on iTunes, just anonymously blowing someone to shit for doing something creative when you can put out awesome into the world? Like, I know that I push walking the room like a motherfucker. That's because I fucking believe in Dave and Greg. They make me laugh nonstop, and they're both incredibly caring, even though Dave Anthony would like you to think otherwise. I fucking love that show, and I'm so happy that I get to go to the LA Podcast Festival, which Dave had his hand in. It was Dave, Chris Mancini, Graham Elwood, and I feel like a shithead for not knowing the fourth. Anyways, so Comedy cool. Film Nerds, Walking the Room, maybe Never Not Funny. Maybe it was not Jimmy. Who is the...
Matt Belknap.
Yeah, it might have been Matt. I'm going to feel like a shithead, like, forever for not knowing this. So I'm going to look it up. So you can continue talking, and I'm going to look it up.
Dave Anthony is doing a round of podcasts I usually listen to in order to pump up the podcast festival. So he's on the Never Not Funny. He's really good on that. I think he's doing... His name showed up like three different times this week on my iTunes.
Dave Anthony, believe it or not, like, he's awesome. Like, he
is awesome.
I dig him. He does not follow me on Twitter, which is a goddamn shame for him. To interrupt you, the fourth member of the LA Podcast Festival creators, you have Dave Anthony from Walking the Room, Graham Elwood from Comedy Film Nerds, Chris Mancini from Comedy Film Nerds, and Andy Wood, who is apparently the co-founder of Portland's Bridgetown Comedy Festival. And he is he's a performer. He's a comedy performer. You know, I find that I love comedy podcasts because there are so many, and you can kind of like cater it to what you're like, I guess. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, because there's like everything that you're not going to like every comedy podcast. You know, you're not going to like both Jimmy Pardo and Adam Carolla. Well, you might, but
you might. And the thing is, I think that
I don't.
Neither do I, but it's nice to have like a healthy change. And the best part about all of this free content is that you can go to it whenever you want. You can have a block of 7 or 8 Nerdist and listen to them during a work day. You can have a block of like 3 random podcasts and listen to them. I absolutely love the podcast medium, which is why we are doing this.
Eventually we'll get it right.
Yeah, probably never.
We should just do like very niche podcasts. Like we should do like a funny voice podcast. We should do ukulele and armpit farting. You know, we'll take the same model that porn does, because free porn is all around the internet. It's just the really weird shit you have to pay for. So since the free podcasting is everywhere and it's all over the place, we have to go with a really weird thing that maybe 100 people on the planet want to hear, but then we give it to them.
Yeah, but then there's only 100 people that you're having listen. I would like to hope that this is reaching more people than 100 people, but you never know. And the reason why I never know is because I don't host this through Libsyn. Libsyn has an amazing stat counter thing that will give you the demographics, like who is listening to you, what age they are, where they're from, how many teeth they have in their mouth, and it's very invasive. This is something that we would do even if there weren't people listening.
Well, yeah, the whole point is that because we don't see each other ever again.
No, we see each other always. Like, I see you more than I see my family.
Yeah, but, you know, now that you're in a different geographic area, this is our way of hanging out.
It really is. And
you can't go to the bar.
We can't. We can't go to karaoke night, and I have not been to a karaoke night since I got here.
Ugh.
I know.
No, you hadn't moved when we went to Vinny's karaoke night, right? It was like the day before you moved, 2 days before you moved.
No, if it was 2 days before I moved, I would have been there. I think it was the week that I was en route to Portland.
I can find out, because I did a bunch of Twittering that day. Because it was very much like last week's trip to the Granny Nipple Flash place.
Now you promote shit that you like too.
I do. I don't do a whole lot. I do a lot of retweeting and things like that. I made a mistake. I was spending too much money on Amazon, so I decided to not do any more Amazon stuff. But then I followed a link to Kickstarter, and now I am spending more money on Kickstarter than I have on
Amazon.
Amazon.
Yep. It happens.
Okay, so yes, you are, the Valley Karaoke Night was the 1st of August. It just seems like it was so much longer than that.
Time flies, man. It's crazy that I've been here this long. And I've only been working for, like, 9 days. Actually, I fucking hate that. I hate that I've only been working for 9 days because I'm broke as shit. But I'm still drinking wine, so there's something there.
Yeah, it's not expensive wine, but
whatever, it gets the job done.
Even when we have jobs, we don't drink expensive wine.
Yeah. If you can find something that is decently priced and tastes good to you, why the fuck not? I, however, cannot find For the life of me, actually, no, I found a place that sells Gumdale. It's an 11-hour drive from here. So $6.99 for a bottle really doesn't matter.
Offset with a round, even with your crazy hybrid.
Yeah, I know. Well, that, and I'd have to pay for a hotel room because there's no way that I would make it a round trip. So it's maybe sad times.
Give your dad over you something.
Oh, I need to tell you about work.
You're working.
I am working. The funny thing about it is that I specifically told the temp agency I would only work for a certain amount of money. But after a month and a half of not being placed in a job, when they called me and offered me a job for significantly less money, I was like, I'll take it. Because I just needed something to do. Yeah, I needed the money, but I also needed something to get me out of the house and get me to not think about being unemployed.
Yeah.
So they put me at a printing press. Like, they put me with a printing company, and they print out insurance documents for employees and benefits handbooks and stuff like that. And they do, you know, those crazy mailings that you get from your company where it's like, here's a sheet of paper for open enrollment and here's the booklet telling you what it is. Yeah, that's put together by temps.
Here's something we could have done in the office. Here's something we could have done with email.
Yeah, instead we're paying somebody
big money,
an hour. I'm not going to tell you how much I'm making because I'm kind of embarrassed by it. It's not a good wage.
Is it dollars?
You are correct.
At least there's dollars involved.
There is dollars involved, which is awesome, I guess. But I found that I absolutely fucking love it. The printing press itself is, there's three enormous machines. One is a gigantic printer that covers about 10 feet in length. And that is one of the heavy-duty ones. And that just does black and white. And then there's another one that's 12 feet long, and that does color. And then behind it, there's this, like, super crazy cutter thing that can cut 700 pieces of paper at the same time.
Does it all, like, show up on a big, glossy roll of paper?
Yeah.
Huh.
So they're printing out, like, binder inserts, like, for the covers and the spines, and then all of the stuff that goes in between. All of the meat, the flesh, if you will. Not even
meat. Is it actually done with, like a press? Like, with plates and things, or is it done like lasers?
It's all digital now.
Yeah.
So it's done through touchscreens and computers. I love it. I basically picked the desk that was closest to the door because that's how my brain works. My brain's like, no, pick something that will allow you to escape quickly.
Because when that big giant printing press catches on fire and the lasers, or when it becomes sentient and starts killing people with beautiful colored lasers.
I was
going to
say, when the printer goes and transforms into a Voltron printer that's ready to, like, Hulk smash my face, I'm going to get the fuck out of there. And I can run faster than both of the people that are also temping with me. But they keep giving me different things to do. The first project was putting together something crazy like 700 binders of insurance documents. Now, 700 binders doesn't seem like a lot, but you can get about, with three people working on it, you can get about 200 done in a day. So 700 takes 3.5 days. It's rough and boring and kind of makes your eyes go wonky, but it's still really great. My job was the end half of it, which was quality control. So I had to go through what everybody else was doing, pull out all of the defective things, or like switch the tabs around and stuff like that. And I was getting shit from people. And they were like, oh, we don't have any more space to put our things. We're so done. And blah, blah. And I was like, fuck yourself in the face. Because I had to look through every single thing and go, okay, this looks right, this looks right, this looks right, and then pack it up. And We finally finished that job. Now we have a mailing of 9,000 that we have to do. So we have to mail 9,000 open enrollment insurance booklets. And then we have to do another binder set. I'm also looking for another job that will pay better.
How many hours a week are you pulling at the printing place here?
42 and a half.
Oh. So that's real job time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't actually had a full week because they had me start on a Wednesday. It brought me into Labor Day. And then, like, my first full week will be...
Tomorrow. Starting tomorrow.
Or a couple of weeks ago for the people that are listening to this. So it's the week after Labor Day. That is my first full week. And I think that that might be my last week. I'm not sure. I don't like the idea of being a temp. I like the idea of having insurance, and I find that it is incredibly ironic that I'm
putting insurance together without insurance.
Yeah. So that's my work. Are you still working in the same department?
Yeah. I actually did my own work this week instead of other people's weeks. September is super busy for my department because we do magazine advertising, and magazines are full. They're usually double-sized in advertising for September. Don't know why. It's a fashion thing. This fall fashion stuff comes out, so all the fashion magazines are like telephone books, and it's a pain in the dick. Plus, we're down a dude, so they redistributed all the magazines, so I get more magazines than I used to get, including the dreaded Muscle and Fitness, which apparently nobody wanted, and now I'm stuck with it.
So Fitness sounds like a magazine that bronies would look at.
It's a magazine that gay men used to masturbate to in the 50s. Is that what you're trying to get to?
It's a magazine made by bros for bros. Edited by a dude named Brosif.
It's mostly ads for powdered protein.
But you're not actually reading the articles. You're looking at the
I'm studying the advertising, yeah. So I don't have to read the articles.
Well, that's good.
Magazines that you don't like usually go quicker because you're not tempted to take a peek at them, you know, and read the magazine article. You can blow right through a magazine you don't give a shit about.
I really like the Martha Stewart Halloween magazine. I wanted to buy it, but broke. I'm broke. You have so many magazines in your house. So when you're done going through them, do they basically just like do a free-for-all?
No. We keep them on file. We actually scan the ads and keep the actual paper copies on a file in case we have to go back and fix problems. But sometimes we get extra magazines in, and those end up being in the duplicate file, and we can grab duplicates. I'm going most of my magazines now I'm getting as in electronic format on my tablet. So in the house, so I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but you had to pay for that, and you can get that shit for free at work.
Yeah, but you can't get it reliably free at work. Although now, three magazines that I subscribe to, I'm actually coding. So I could read them for free at work now.
Is it strange that the first thing that I thought about when you were talking about getting things for free at work was I'd love to work at a comic book shop? And then my brain was like, oh, you've been going to Geek Trivia. And then, oh, there's a podcast by two dudes in Portland that work at one of the comic book shops, which Seth would love. I believe that it's called Nerd Fight.
Nerd Fight. We will put a link in the show notes. Do we have show notes?
Yeah, I should put that down. All right, it's Nerd Fight. I haven't listened to it yet, but everyone, I have like four or five friends that actually recommended it to me, and it was an unsolicited request. So they're like, oh, I've been listening to this nonstop, and I've been doing this nonstop, and there are these two guys, Court and Fat Boy, and they're the ones that run the Geek Trivia in Portland, and apparently they put two things together, kind of like the Kool-Aid Man and Bill Cosby, which one wins, or Gabrielle and Aeolus, which one would win in a fight.
I, speaking of nerds, have you seen any Doctor Who yet?
I have no access to it whatsoever. And I mean, I'm getting people telling me, oh, torrent it. No.
No, no.
I'm not going to do that because as much as I understand the draw with torrenting things, I'm also very hesitant about it. Last time I torrented things, it resulted in the blue screen of death and a tower that remained at your house for about 3 months before Vicky was like, yeah, I can't do anything with this.
She tried.
She's like, I can make paperweight out of it.
I think she was like, please take it back.
Yeah. Get this out of my house. No. So I wasn't really worried. I don't like the idea of torrenting, especially if this is my only computer and this is the only computer that I'm going to have for a while. I don't have a steady income, so I can't purchase myself a desktop. So I'm working off of a laptop, which the day that I got it, I actually got a recall notice, and I was like, fuck it. Let's let it burn to the ground. I only use a computer for 2 years, and then I get a new one anyways because I'm a nerd. And I like tech.
So we had a Doctor Who party here for the premiere
yep.
2 weeks ago, and sort of didn't plan to have that party, but it was sort of thrust upon us. Somebody, Jackie, on Facebook said, hey, this is when it's happening. Are we going to be at your house? I'm like, oh, I guess we are. Sure. So I
well,
made
it worked out. It worked out to be better because you did hit a deer.
I hit
home, and then you didn't have to spend gas money.
I hit the deer afterwards.
Oh.
Yeah. But we did see the show. I made we had some Doctor Who themed drinks. We had the sonic screwdriver, which is a bluish glowing screwdriver. And we had the tequila in relative dimensions in space.
Nice.
And then we made bacon burgers.
I fucking hate you for those bacon burgers. I keep hearing about them, and I'm telling all of my friends here, and Molly's like, oh, I have a meat grinder. And I went, let's make this happen.
Go to Trader Joe's, get their bulk bacon, that big wad of bacon, chop it up into small bits, and you go, it's a 4-to-1 ratio of lean beef and bacon. Cut everything into small chunks before you grind them up so you can like mix them together in the salad bowl. And then feed in the big chunks into the food grinder. Go with a larger grind and then put them through at a smaller grind. And then thank me as you're eating it. And you're going,
do you put cheese on it?
I like to put cheese on it. I put gorgonzola on it because I hearts the gorgonzola. But it's also good with a smoked cheddar. Or there's a horseradish cheddar that Vicky liked on it.
Holy shit! Did I tell you? Fucking cheese here costs $4.59 for those tiny little fucking squares.
That's a lot of money for cheese, yo.
It really is.
I shop like my grandfather. So if it's cheap, I buy a lot of it. And if it's not cheap, even if I really, really need it, I won't buy it. So I ended up paying
for that's how my dad taught me to shop.
So I ended up with like 20 cans of tomato and no milk.
So you're like, I can't make what it is that I actually wanted to make, but here's what I have instead.
I can make something else.
Yeah.
I have a fridge full of cheese right now because it was like $2 for an 8 ounce chunk.
Actually, that's a good idea. I need to refill my wine glass, so I'm going to go do that. But I also need to pull out a piece of chicken because I have panko and I have katsu sauce. So I'm going to make chicken katsu tonight.
Yay! The Shopping That Wingo. Shopping That Wingo song. Shopping That Wingo song. We shop some fangs. We shop some fangs. We shop some fangs. We shop some fangs.
We
shop some fangs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We do get a car. And then we drive there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wine, wine, wine. Did I tell you that I got the materials to make wine slushies?
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God. What am I looking at?
Oh, I just put my hat on and my mask.
Oh, okay, good. Is that Green Arrow?
Now you blew my secret identity.
Shit. Wait, is Green Arrow your secret identity, or is Seth your secret identity?
Well, that's kind of an existential thing, isn't it?
It is. It's kind of like what came first, the chicken or the egg? What came first, Batman or Bruce Wayne?
I don't think Batman comes.
I think he does.
No.
I think he comes with justice. It was like, here you go, Commissioner Gordon. My work is done. Duh.
Duh.
So I got compliments on my tattoos.
Everybody likes your tattoos.
Well, the thing is, I didn't actually, I don't talk about them at all. I kind of just wear them because I can't not wear them. And so I'm walking around at the Pirate Festival, and that's a bra strap, sorry. And I'm walking around, and this guy stops me. He's like, oh, I really like the Harley tattoo. And he points the one on my leg because I was wearing a skirt that day. And I was like, oh, I have one on my shoulder too. So I showed it to him. And then I ended up going to Geek Trivia, and I was stopped by 4 people. And they were like, oh, I love your Harley tattoo. And I was like, I'm so happy that people realize what it is.
Yeah. People are going, I really like Mitsubishi, but you fucked it up, dude. No, man. That's not what the... thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. It's kind of awesome being in a place where there are so many nerds, and it's such a congested area. Like, I can find any type of nerd that I want. If I want to, I don't know, dress up in a corset and maybe spin fire, I know where I can go to find that. If I want to, like, go to a Magic the Gathering tournament, I know where to go. It's very different than in Connecticut. Because in Connecticut, you have to look really fucking hard, and if you can't find it, you have to make it yourself, and then you have to take that upon yourself. So.
But to be fair, you lived in Cowtown in Connecticut. It's not like you lived in a city.
There was still... I didn't hear much about the cities. Like, the most that I heard was that in Massachusetts, there was a Magic the Gathering tournament. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. I can drive 45 minutes up to Springfield. And...
Yeah. Well, you were closer to Massachusetts than you were to any towns closer to, like, where I'm from.
No, there are towns in Massachusetts. Did you know that?
Yeah, but you're closer to Massachusetts than you are to let's say, New Haven, the city I lived in for a number of years.
Yes. I mean, but I was also
Friday Night Magic.
To, like, you know, if I'm going to make it a day trip. I'm not going to go to New Haven. I mean, I'll go to New Haven, but I'll go to New Haven just to get on a train and go to New York. And I know that you don't like New York, or that you meh New York. But I think I've been in New Haven about a handful of times. I think I can count on my hand how many times I've been in New Haven doing New Haven stuff. I went to Toad's Place to see Stephen Lynch. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, okay. So you didn't even... Yeah, you did... You
No, I went to Rudy's with you. Was that in New Haven?
Yeah.
And then Rudy's moved.
Yeah, it's been there since the 30s, and then it moved. But the new place, I haven't actually been to the new Rudy's, which is a block, like 2 blocks down from it. But they reopened the place that used to be Rudy's as sort of like clone Rudy's. And it's weird. It's like a younger version.
It's like the TGI Fridays of Rudy's?
No, it's it doesn't smell right because it doesn't smell bad. It doesn't have 80 years of cigarette smoke in it.
You can't smoke in Connecticut anymore.
No, but they did for 80 years, and then they stopped. So that doesn't smell right, and there's too many bathrooms now, so you don't have to wait half an hour to pee. That's about the only difference, except that you have to start carving initials into the walls again because they're all the initials, the paneling came down and was taken to the old Rudy's.
The new old Rudy's.
The new old Rudy's. Which I've seen pictures of it, and it doesn't look right at all. Like it looks like there's a segment of it that's kind of like a tribute to Rudy's. So it's a restaurant that has a tribute to this old towny bar that used to be there, this landmark bar. So it doesn't look right.
That's bullshit.
It's weird.
Now you sent me a link to a news article about a superhero karaoke bar.
New Haven has a superhero karaoke bar. I have not been to it yet, but it's a superhero themed karaoke bar. Just opened. I have to go soon because I assume that it will close very soon.
Probably.
It's like a regular karaoke bar, and then they have the little karaoke booth type things.
Yeah, they do that at the Rooster in New York.
I don't care for those.
Why? Oh, because you like to see the train wrecks.
I mean, it is cool that you would get to sing more, but it's
But you would miss out on Vlad.
Yeah.
She was a fast machine. She kept her motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I've ever seen. And she shook me all night long.
She shook me all night long.
I fucking loved that dude. That was the best thing in the corner pocket ever. You are clicking on something.
Yes, this is Karaoke Heroes.
Okay.
It is the karaoke all superhero style karaoke. I don't know what really besides the decor makes it karaoke, makes it the superhero, but kind of can't wait to go down there.
I think you totally should. They're trying to engage Hardwick.
Yeah.
I can't see anything that you're doing because you haven't said anything.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, that's that. Ridiculous. See, that's not going to be in Springfield. Actually, it probably will be in Springfield because the rent's cheaper than in New Haven.
I think we should do a what if.
A what if?
Yeah. Instead of firing range, instead of Google Roulette, let's do a what if.
Okay.
Let's talk about our nightclub. We're not going to give the name because that name is going to be trademarked the fuck out once Lotto winnings are wins.
Which means one of us should buy a ticket at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where our whole lotto business plan falls apart, is that we don't remember to buy lotto tickets.
Yeah, you can't win if you don't play. Ah, fuck.
Fuck.
I forgot.
I could buy 2 lotto tickets or another bottle of wine from Trader Joe's.
I know, and I'd have change from the bottle of wine.
Yeah.
$4 for 2 lotto tickets. But it's $2.99 for a 2-buck check. So it's $2.99. It's 3-buck check.
Three-buck check.
Did you know that there's no sales tax in Oregon?
I did not. Now I do.
Yeah, when you and Vicky come and visit, you should probably do all your Christmas shopping.
But then we'd have to mail shit home.
Unless or you could just leave it with me.
Wrap it, leave it with you, and have you just show up for Christmas.
I plan on being back in the area like once a year, so I'm going to be flying Southwest, so I can check a bag for free.
Are your parents flying out or driving out?
My parents are actually going to be here on September 27th, which is probably before this is going to post. So they're going to be here for 2 weeks. Hopefully I'm going to be employed during that time. If not, great, I get to spend time with my family, but if so...
You will get on their nerves and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been looking up things for them to do because I'm like, oh, if I'm working, they should be doing this. Oregon Zoo, the second week in Tuesday, it's $6 entry instead of like $30. So it's a good deal. And
$6 entry was also the thing that that lady did in the back room of the spice shop.
Thank you. Thank you for that. But they can walk less than a half a mile to get to the train station, take the train into the Oregon Zoo, and so for $11 each... not have to take a car and deal with, like, parking and anything like that. Go to the Oregon
Driving
Zoo.
In a place you don't know.
Yeah, get in, take a look at things, walk around, enjoy yourself.
Taunt a polar bear, punch elevator. A manatee.
Punch a manatee?
Good, that's what they have. That the right? You can do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They need to be put in their place. And their place is in the ocean.
Slam a beaver. Can you slam a beaver there?
You can probably slam a beaver.
Beavers are huge in Oregon, aren't they?
They're not that huge. They're just impressive.
I heard in Oregon they had huge beavers. It's on the money, right? Is it on the currency, the Oregon currency?
You do know that we still use the U.S. dollar here, right?
Oh.
But the good news is that... yeah, there's no sales tax here because I'm paying it for you.
Your property tax is that much higher?
Yes. You want to know how much it is to get a fucking license here? It's $60 to get a license.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to get your car registered, it is about $280 for 2 years.
That seems high.
It does, but it sounds incredibly high. That's because they don't charge sales tax. They don't. They focus mainly on what they can get kicked back from the government for environmental awareness. Like, they have a bunch of garbage cans that are trash compactors at the same time. So you put your trash in, and then it's solar powered, and it compacts it. I'm looking at this going, fuck yourselves in the face. All right. I guess I do have to pay taxes here. Whatever.
Do you now? What's the property tax like? Do you have a? Do you have to pay property tax on your car as well?
I don't know yet. I still have a Connecticut plate because it is taken. Let's see. The day that I got here on the 20th of July. I went in on the 23rd of July to register my car. I had to send over the information to my financing company so that they could sign the title over and then get a new title. And I have yet to receive anything. It is now September. So it is getting close to 2 months of having to go through this bullshit. And I'm not getting anything back from them. So I need to call them Monday, probably, and say, what the fuck is up? What the shit, y'all?
I'm knocking shit over. No more whiskey for me.
I'm like A bottle and a half in. No, not a bottle and a half.
Glass and a half.
Shut up. I'm 75% into a bottle of wine. I'm kind of terrible. But since my parents are coming to visit, I'm like, drink all the wine so people don't think that you're a lush.
But so what? So there's not a lot of wine in your house?
Oh no, there's so much wine in my house.
So what are you trying to?
I'm trying to drink through all the bottles and then get rid of the empties. Like find a fucking vineyard that needs bottles.
Do they recycle bottles? And don't they have a recycling bin that you can just put on the street?
Man, I'm paying $3. I mean, I'm getting wine out of it, but also free bottles. So what I've been doing is after I finish drinking this Charles Shaw bullshit, which actually moderately tasty.
It does the job.
It does the job. Well, Charles Shaw has a deal with the distributors, and they're like, okay, we want to buy partial bushels because they sell them at a deep discount. So they're taking really good Chardonnay, mixing it all together, and
squishing out some booze.
Yeah, for super cheap. For hella cheap, even.
Oof.
Ooh, curse this West Coast dialogue.
You're going to be like the crazy bottle lady.
I would rather be the crazy bottle lady than the crazy cat lady. Because know what? You can fucking recycle bottles.
Bottles don't poop?
You can't recycle cats.
You can't recycle cats is the forerunner. That's the episode title.
I'm writing it down.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
I can't actually fucking read what I wrote.
You can't recycle cats.
I wrote it backwards. For you. Party. Oh, we have game possibilities, or we could introduce a new game inspired by Court and Fat Boy, because Court and Fat Boy's podcast is called Nerd Fight.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick the perspective of something, and I can pick the perspective of something else, and we can argue which one's better.
Or we could do it the other way around. We could pick something terrible and argue which is worse.
That's true. It might be a really short segment because because
you would always go with Hitler. Because you'd cheat that way.
I really like evil, you know?
All right, we'll just say no Hitler. You can't pick Hitler if we're going to have a terrible thing contest. We stick to pop culture and not mass murders in history.
Okay. What do you want to do?
Childhood TV shows. No. Feature film adaptions of childhood TV shows.
I don't know what to do then. So which is worse?
I would say Quentin Tarantino's Captain Kangaroo was the worst one.
I'm trying to think of something that's worse than that, and there's nothing worse than that.
Well, I made that up.
Did you know? Oh, yeah, you did. You told me.
Now you're starting to act like my wife. She'll say, oh, my God, did you hear?
No,
I'm like, yes, I heard.
They're making a Doozer spinoff. Yeah, you fucking know. You told me. Oh, which is worse? Marlboro Parliament.
Oh, well, I don't smoke anymore.
Damn it.
You
really have stopped smoking.
Hmm? What?
You haven't stopped smoking.
I haven't?
No, you have.
I have, yeah.
Dude, I'm drunk before noon. This sucks.
Oh, no, it's awesome. My grandmother used to smoke Parliament, so that is what I associate Parliament as a grandma cigarette.
I love Parliaments. I miss them, actually. I could probably afford them here because Marlboro's back in Connecticut were like $8 or $9. Parliaments were $9 there. Marlboro's were $8 or $9, and they're like $5 here. I could probably start smoking Parliaments again.
Or you could quit smoking and then you could save yourself $5 a day.
I don't smoke a pack a day.
Oh, see, I did.
I smoke like one or two a day, and it's more of just like, this is something that I've earned. It's kind of like the sticker system, you know, like when you've done something good.
Oh, like when you use a potty.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a good girl sticker.
Yeah, well, I'm 4-year-old mentality right now. So like, smiley face sticker, gold star.
That would be hilarious. if your parents came to see you and you had a big chart with every time you used the potty with a big smiley face sticker?
I was honestly considering having my friend who's a screen printer screen print a banner that said, "So you have found me dead. Here are the people that you need to contact, please." Because they would be concerned with my well-being, and they're most likely trying to contact me right now. I wanted to have, like, a disclaimer poster to put next to my door for when the fire department or police department or something came upon my mangled corpse. And when I told my dad about this, he went, "I should not have taken you to daddy-daughter work day." My dad worked for the chief medical examiner.
Didn't we already discuss that?
Probably.
Probably. I know that you and I have.
Yeah, we have. It was awesome. It was awesome.
What you need to actually have is a close local friend that can go in after you're dead and wipe away her tears and parent-proof your apartment so that your parents won't show up. And they have to know your password so they can erase your cash on your computer.
I've never been that way with my parents. Like, honestly, sexuality itself, talking about that aspect of the human condition, has been very nonchalant. So I don't have an issue talking with my parents about that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but do you want them to find your drawer full of sex toys when they're shipping your body home?
That's the one thing.
Uh-huh.
I was like, here is exactly where you need to go. And this is the box that you need to destroy. Or keep for yourself. Just smell it and remember me.
Yeah, I don't know. There's always, like, you think that you have a cool relationship with your parents. And then you end up saying the one thing. They're like, "Oh, I wish I hadn't said that." I wish I hadn't said that. It's like your dad.
My father is a fucking lay leader.
Oh, but yeah, and he was very, very angry when you got your first job and he couldn't go to the spice store anymore.
My dad is one step shy of being a pastor, being a minister. Well, I guess Christianity, I guess. meh. Well, you know the whole, like, drink this in remembrance of me? The whole smell this in remembrance of me just made me laugh so hard I kind of have to pee.
Well, on that note, maybe we should wrap it there.
This is going to be a short episode.
Oh.
This is.
We should invite people to call in drunk for and leave us drunk messages.
Oh my god, I love drunk messages. I actually now have a widget on cranialspasm.com where if you go to cranialspasm.com and look in the top right-hand corner, there is a Google Voice and then there is a
widget.
Oldie-timey.
Clickety-clack.
By oldie-timey, I mean like 1997. Telephone, where you hold it up to your ear and you're like, "Hello? I am not yet technologically advanced to have wireless, but there's a cord coming out of here, spiraling around." If you click on that, put in your telephone number and press send, what it will do is it will call you and then call me. And if I'm drunk, I might actually answer the phone. If I'm not, then you can leave a message. If
you leave a message on the booze line.
Yeah. If you leave a message, there is a very large possibility that you will show up on a future episode of Whiskey on Sundays.
And because we have a 2-week lead line, you might actually end up on this one. No, wait, that doesn't work at all.
Nope.
No. No.
I will announce it to a few friends so that they know to do it.
Oh, we should announce to people who don't like us, too.
Yeah. Like, call. Leave hate mail. I don't give a shit. Do it. Cranialspasm.com. Leave a message. Most likely, it'll end up as an interstitial between the conversations that we have. We try to break it up we're still working on the formatting of this. This is, what, episode 11?
Yeah, we still don't know what the fuck we're doing. We haven't found our sweet spot. Should we talk about other stuff? Should we talk about things that we watch more? Should we have a more of a tight framework to load our drunken butts onto?
Yeah, I honestly don't know. Rate us on iTunes. That is probably the best place to go because they use an algorithm that will push us up in the charts and get more listeners.
Rate us on RateTune.
Yep, RateTune.
Rape us in a cartoon.
Yeah, I wasn't going to actually chime in on that. So no. I was going to let you suffer.
So your Twitter is at Cranial Spasm.
Your Twitter is at Rev Hooligan.
My address.
Foswar.com or Foswar.com. Foswar.com.
My home address is 96 Blake Street.
Awesome. So if you'd like to visit Seth.
I don't know if there actually is a Blake Street in my town.
No, there really isn't. There might be.
There might be. This Blake sounds plausible.
So whoever it is at Blake Street might get a really wonderful amount of guests.
I think next week we should do a 50-minute theater.
Yes. We actually have not done that for this podcast.
So that's going to be our new thing, 50-minute theater, but we might shorten it.
Right. We might change it to 5-minute theater, and what 15-minute or 5-minute, as it may be, theater is we pick out a terrible title on Netflix, be it Hobo with a Shotgun, be it a Rose McGowan flick, and we watch the last 15 minutes or the last 5 minutes, depending upon what it is we have to work with. And that does include the credits.
Yeah.
So if we were to do probably 10-minute theater, because credits are about 5 minutes long.
Right, then we can just stop it on the credits.
Right. And we can screen share Netflix because I have Silver downloaded onto my computer so I can play it.
Excellent.
So we can do that. We can make comments during it. You're going to hear a little bit of the show, but if it makes you giggle, then take a look at the rest of the movie. Most chances are,
so look forward to that next week.
Yes.
I am Seth.
I am Allie, and we are drunk.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because this is whiskey.
On someday.